Hey guys, welcome to the Bobbycast episode number 27. This will be a 30-minute talk on the Grammys and the Grammy nominations that came out today. We will not go over 30 minutes, and it will only be about the Grammy nominations, really. So, a lot of things to talk about. First of all, let me play a song that I really like. I think tomorrow I'm going to go on the radio and talk about how this should be like the next big radio song. But Brothers Osborne has a song called "It Ain't My Fault." You heard the song?
Yeah.
Because I was singing it earlier? Is that why?
No, and Lee Thomas Miller was in here.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay, cool. Yeah, let me play this for you. It's a rocking song right here. They got nominated for a Grammy today for like Best Duo Performance. You see that?
Yeah.
This is New Brothers Osborne called "It Ain't My Fault." This song's a jam right here. I also really like these guys, just full disclosure.
Blame the whiskey on the beer, blame the beer on the whiskey, blame the morning on the night for who's lying here with me, blame the bar for the band, blame the band for the song, blame the song for the party that went all night long, but it ain't my fault.
That's a jam right there, man. That's going to be a big one. That's going to be their biggest song. It's going to be their biggest song ever. So I like those guys. Been listening to that one today. I think tomorrow I'm going to start screaming about that one. Let me say this. Before we get going here, I appreciate you guys hanging. Not all ingredients are created equal. We'll talk about Blue Apron for just a second. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference. And when you know where your food comes from, it's better. Listen, they send you a card, and then they send you a box. And in the box is all the ingredients so you can make everything. And everything's pre-portioned. So you don't have to buy like a whole tub of butter if you only need like a little bit of it, or a whole tub, whatever it is. They have everything pre-portioned, which is a lifesaver for me. And so, fresh ingredients, less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers these recipes. Now you can check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/BobbyMeals. Bobby, M-E-A-L-S. So blueapron.com/BobbyMeals. You'll love how good it feels and tastes. And I mean, if you don't want to tell somebody that you use this, it looks like you create an incredible home-cooked meal and just write there on your own. blueapron.com/BobbyMeals. A better way to cook. Blue Apron. There you go. Love Blue Apron. Now, on to today. Today, the big Grammy nominations happened, which is the biggest in music overall. Like, this is the big award show. And so why don't we start with album of the year? So these are the biggest five albums. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
And so Adele 25, I guess, is the name of the album. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just play a song from the album. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So Adele's album 25, Beyonce's Lemonade, and here's the formation from that.
My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana.
Justin Bieber's Purpose.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
I mean, look at Bieber getting Grammy nominations. That's crazy, huh? Drake with Views.
And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing.
And Sturgill Simpson. They always have one odd.
Yeah.
Every year they have to have some odd thing that everybody's like, what the? And with this one, it's Sturgill Simpson. Sailor's Guide to the Earth.
He's a one.
I do like that Emblem cover. And I like the fact that Sturgill has done his own thing. I think he's whiny, he's crap. But, you know, they have to put the weird one in. I'm glad it was something that's kind of country.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like, I don't really have a feeling about Sturgill's music, like, love or hate it. I like how he's done it. He's kind of whiny, though, too. Well, especially when he went out. But, though, here, I'm a voter of this, too. Like, I get to vote cool. for the Grammys. I'm a Grammy member. So I get to vote. I think the winner is Adele 25.
Yeah.
If I'm predicting.
Hello from the other side.
Might be your prediction.
I mean, it's Adele, dude.
You think
that,
for sure
that
it's
album
Adele?
Was huge.
I mean, the Beyonce album was huge. The Drake album was like streamed more than anything else in
that's
history.
True. But I think among like everybody, it's Adele.
But then there's the one weird Sturgill record, and sometimes the Grammys like to really throw a wrench into it. We're going to stay with ours, but I can see everybody winning but Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good album.
And I'm not saying it's not a good album.
Get like three huge songs off of that.
But I'm saying that Justin Bieber won by being taken seriously enough to be in the album of the year category. He already won.
Yeah.
Like, game over, Justin Bieber won. He's not going to win. The other four I can see winning, but we're both picking Adele to win the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Record of the year. Now, record of the year is the actual song itself, yeah. The artist, the singer, the Adele. Like Adele, I don't think she was one of the writers in Hello, but whenever it goes to like song of the year, that's a songwriter award.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is record of the year, so it's just a song basically that we hear on the radio with our ears. Up for it is Adele with Hello. Like this is a performer award.
Yeah.
Okay. Beyonce with Formation. Lucas Graham, 7 years.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told.
Rihanna, Work.
Work.
And 21 Pilots, Stressed Out. So this is how good they sang the song.
Yeah.
Your winner of Record of the Year for the Grammys, Mike D.
Beyonce on that one.
I'm going to go Adele, Hello.
Really?
Yeah, it's just... That was such an anthem. There was nobody, I must use a double negative, didn't know that song.
That's true.
In any format ever. People were covering it. Cam came on our show and covered it.
Parody.
It made, I mean, that was an anthem. That was the biggest song to me. So you have Beyonce.
Yeah, I just think.
I don't even know Formation. And I still keep up 70% with pop. I used to keep up 100%. Now some of it, I'm just like, I don't even know what's happening. Because, you know, you get removed from it.
Yeah.
And even when I was working in top 40, there'd be like 40% of the music I didn't like. In country, it's a little less than that. It's about 20% of the music I don't like and 80% that I do. In pop, it was a lot worse than that. It was like, oh, I cannot play it. But I just think the Adele song is such a big song. It was like her resurgence, too. It was like Adele's been gone for years. Boom!
Bam.
With this smash. Okay. Song of the year. This is a songwriter award. Yeah. So it's not how it was produced. It's not how it sounds. It's like they wrote the song. They're up for the award. So the songs are for Formation, and Beyonce was one of the writers with a bunch of other people. But this is one of the songs for songwriter.
My daddy, Alabama.
Hello from Adele.
Hello from the other side.
I Took a Pill from Mike Posner. And I guess Posner wrote this by himself. Because all the other ones have, like Adele wrote it with someone else, Greg Kirsten. But I Took a Pill in Ibiza from Posner.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older. But
Love Yourself from Justin Bieber, Benjamin Levin, and Ed Sheeran.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
And then 7 years. Man, you've seen all these same songs and artists really dominated the main categories. Lucas Graham. Which who I think is Lucas Forkhammer in real life.
Yeah.
And most of the people in his band wrote this song, yeah. I think. Is that the same as... They're all the same, right?
Pretty much.
So much?
Yeah.
All right, songwriter. Mike D?
I got to go Adele on that one. Like
You go Adele?
My favorite is the Justin Bieber song out of all those.
I think if there's one that wins, if he does... And I don't pick Justin Bieber, but if there's one where he's the strongest, it's this one.
That'd be the closest for this one, but I still think Adele will win.
Do you know why I think Justin Bieber has the most chance to win Love Yourself? It's because Ed Sheeran wrote it with him. And it gives that song a little bit of cool cred.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grammys are a cool award. They're not a sales award. They're not a... But I think the fact that he wrote it with him gives it a little shot. I'm going to go with Adele, Hello. Again. I'm giving every award to Adele. Yeah. Like, I think it's going to be the Adele sweep.
Is.
But for Song of the Year, Songwriter Award, both of us go Adele?
Yeah.
Boy, if I had to go second place and what I think the voting is going to come down to, I would go Justin Bieber, Benjamin Levin, and Ed Sheeran for Love Yourself.
Yeah.
Man, that's a jam, no?
Mama don't like you and she likes everyone and I never liked.
So we go to Best New Artist. This is a big award and 40% of the category is country and female country, by the way, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, which is wonderful. I love that. And it's two artists that I have a personal friendship with and have been lucky enough to be at the very beginnings of their careers, kind of just getting on board and letting everybody know how great they are. So Best New Artist. These are... Okay, they're alphabetical. I wonder how they list this. I guess they go alphabetical. Kelsea Ballerini. The Chainsmokers. These are actual DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Two DJs. up for the award here. This song was the jam, though. Although it was kind of lame. They rhymed stupid words. Chance the Rapper. I don't know if I can name a Chance the Rapper
really?
Song. Yeah.
I'm
checking out, man. Maren Morris, My Church. Can I get a hallelujah? And Anderson .Paak. I thought it was Anderson .Paak. It's not. Is it, what did he say?
I think it's .Paak.
Anderson .Paak.
.Paak.
Anderson .Paak. Rapper?
Yeah.
Anderson .Paak, or is this a typo?
I think it's .Paak, yeah.
Is his name Anderson .Paak?
Something like, it's weird spelling.
Okay, now let's look at this. I'm going to let you pick first. Go ahead. Who wins?
See, it's tough with the two country artists in there.
I said on the air this morning, the worst case scenario is that this is before Kelsey and Maren both got in.
Yeah.
Because we thought, which one will get in? We thought one of them would, and maybe both of them would.
Yeah.
And that they're both in, they could split the country votes.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But go ahead, I'm going to let you pick before I give you.
So I'm seeing that kind of, I predict that happening, and I'm thinking Grammys, it's going to be somebody cool. I'm going to go Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. Interesting. Okay, so as I look at this, you start eliminating people.
Mm-hmm.
I eliminate the Chainsmokers immediately.
Yeah.
Just look at it with your eyeballs before you start to do any sort of deductive reasoning and who's going to cut who. I eliminate the Chainsmokers from Best New Artist because really they're a couple DJs, and not the DJs aren't awesome, but the Grammys aren't really a pop DJ friendly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm going to cut these guys. Leaves me with four.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got two rappers and two country artists. So are you splitting the vote on both of those?
Well, I think the other guy is not as well known. So I think it goes a little away from him and more towards Chance. I think Chance is just bigger. And then with Kelsey and Maren, they're a little more similar as far as on the scale.
Now, similarly, Kelsey's had three number ones. Like, mm-hmm. to be fair, Kelsey's had three number ones.
Yeah.
And Maren hasn't had any. Like, My Church wasn't a number one. But that album is so critically loved. Like, I love Maren's album. I like the album better than I like Kelsey's album. Like, the whole project. Man, it's tough. I got to vote. And those are like two. And they're both coming into the Bobbycast soon. And I like them both so much as people. So it's tough. And I'm going to go with Chance the Rapper, too. Yeah. I think the vote gets. I eliminate the Chainsmokers. The vote gets split on country. I hope one of them win.
Yeah.
Like, but if I'm betting money on it, which is how I'm treating this, I go with Chance the Rapper because I think he gets some of the pop vote and some of the split hip hop vote.
Mm hmm.
And where nobody's going to vote for the country girls unless you're country.
Yeah.
For the most part. Man, I just wish.
It's tough.
I wish just one of them would have won because they would have won.
Yeah.
They would have won. If either one of them would have been in the new artist category by themselves, they would have won. I do think if one of them has an advantage in it, it's Maren.
Yeah.
Because where Kelsey is way more commercially successful, Maren is way more of a critically acclaimed, bringing a new sound to the format type of person. You know, she is country in your face. You know, you don't like it, suck it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But even not in a mean way. Just a, here I am, this is how I am. If you don't like it, that's cool. I mean, I'm still a friendly person, but this is just me. So if you don't like it, you know, you know, kiss my butt. So, yeah, that's where I go there. How far are we into this 30-minute talk, Mike?
Better be 15 minutes.
Oh, boy, we better hurry. All right, pause for 60 seconds. Listen to this.
Looking for the perfect gift this season? Want to avoid the malls and lines this year? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how, for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code BONES in the search bar. That's 77% off. For less than $50, you get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four additional kielbasa sausages free. All of this for less than $50. If you're looking for convenient and quick shopping for those on your list, go to omahasteaks.com. Enter the code BONES in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and get a 77% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
All right, we're back. I want to run through some country performances for the Grammy nominations. Best Country Albums, Go to Brandi Clark, Big Day in a Small Town. Loretta Lynn's Full Circle. Maren Morris, Hero. Sturgill Simpson, A Sailor's Guide to the Earth. And Keith Urban, Ripcord. Now, I have songs from all these. Mm-hmm. This gets crazy here because you have something nominated for Best Album Overall, who's also in the Best Country category. So, Mike D. Logic would be to give it to Sturgill because he's in the top five albums.
Yeah.
So if you're in the top five overall, shouldn't you win your format? Oh, no, that didn't cut my FaceTime live. Am I still alive? Am I still alive? Yes. Okay. It should be the four. So what? How you feeling here?
I'm feeling Maren Morris on that.
You
man.
Think Maren's going to win over Sturgill?
So, yeah. Feel like a heart to
get. By the way, Maren has been nominated more than any other country artist with four nominations. Now, again, going with the brain, you would say if you're nominated in the overall category, you should automatically win your format. Yeah. That's what you would say.
Yeah.
The Grammys aren't like that. I'm the same way you are. I think Maren should win this thing just walking away.
Yeah.
Just looking at it. I mean, like, I go Maren, Urban, Brandi Clark, Loretta Lynn, and Sturgill, oddly in last place. If I were picking the five, but I go Maren too.
Yeah.
Like, she's got to win that one. Feel like a heart to get started. I really like Brandi Clark, though, and I really like her music, and I want to get her in. And here's Girl Next Door from Brandi Clark. So I don't think she wins, but it's really a cool look for her to be up for Best Country Album. Mm-hmm. Because if this were the CMAs or a country award, some of these wouldn't even be in there. Because the country community votes different than people that are completely outside. Let's go over to Best Country Duo or Group. So, different for girls. And this can be an actual duo or a duo that's made out of just putting something together. Mm-hmm. Like this song here, Different for Girls. Dirks and L. King. It's different for girls when their hearts get broke. There's only one duo, like real life duo in this, and it's Brothers Osborne. Yeah. And Brothers Osborne's up, and they're the only real life duo that wasn't put together by, you know, some kind of special package. Brothers Osborne, 21 Summer. I hope you find the storm that you were chasing. Hope your eyes are still as full of dreams as it. You also have Setting the World on Fire with Kenny Chesney and Pink. And we were up all night and we were feeling so good. And you have Jolene, Pentatonix with Dolly Parton, which is weird to me because Pentatonix isn't a country group.
Yeah.
And if it were Dolly featuring Pentatonix, that would make sense. But it's Pentatonix featuring Dolly Parton.
That is weird.
That's weird. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. It's a really cool song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome, by the way. Jolene, but. Jolene, Jolene. And then Think of You with Chris Young and Cassidy Pope. We used to be I really like Cassidy. So for her, I wouldn't mind if they won. I mean, Chris, I don't like Chris that much, but I like Cassidy a lot. So, okay, Mike, what do you have?
I think he's had a really good year. I really like the song. I'm going Dierks Bentley.
Do you know Dierks has been nominated like 20 times and never won?
Yeah, I
know. Okay, I eliminate through... Just looking at them and eliminating. It's not going to be Pentatonix and Dolly Parton. No. Boom. It's not going to be Kenny and Pink because Pink's a pop artist and they're not going to vote for that, I don't think, as a country song. 21 Summer by Brothers Osborne, a new artist. Song that wasn't that big.
Yeah.
As much as I love they're nominated and I'm proud of them being nominated, they're not going to win. So it comes down to Different for Girls and Think of You. And like the reality is, nobody knows who Chris Young is. He's an artist who's had a bunch of number ones that can walk down the street because whomever packages him doesn't do a good job of it. Like, he can walk into a supermarket. With as many hits as he's had, he should be able to be recognized everywhere. He has a ton of hits.
Yeah.
Like, aside from the fact that personally I don't like him, he can sing really good and is a good artist. It's Dierks and L. King.
Yeah.
It's Dierks. And you could say L's a pop artist, but her pop stuff leans way banjo country at times, too. By the way, Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's different for girls. And I don't want to take anything away from Chris Young by the fact that I personally don't like him. I think he's a fantastic artist and has great songs. And all of his songs do wonderful.
But I mean, Dirk's performed that song like everywhere this year. They were together all year.
Yeah. Man, I hope this is Dirk's year. But I really do like Dirk's. I'm not letting that cloud my judgment either. Yeah. It's on both things, both sides. Best country song. This is a songwriter award. What's our time here? We only have 30 minutes.
We're at 21.
All right. Best country song, a songwriter award. Blue Ain't Your Color, written by Clint Lagerberg, Hillary Lindsay, and Steven Lee Olsen. Obviously sang by Keith Urban. This is a songwriter's award. Remember, Die a Happy Man, written by Sean Douglas, Joe Sparger, and Thomas Rhett. Humble and Kind from Lori McKenna. She isn't all. She's my favorite. Like, as a person, as everything about her is awesome. Songwriter, singer, sung by Tim McGraw. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. My Church by Busby and Maren Morris. Can I get a hallelujah? And Miranda Lambert with Vice, Miranda, Shane McAnally, and Josh Osborne. Another vice, another call, another bid. All right. Songwriter award.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. I think it comes down to Thomas Rhett and Tim McGraw. And I gotta go Thomas Rhett, man.
So you think Die a Happy Man is songwriting song of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna eliminate. It's hard to eliminate because I can see where I don't think Blue Ain't Your Color, as much as I love that song, it's one of my favorite Keith Urban songs in a long time. I think it's a little too mainstream-ish to win the Grammy. So I'm going to cut that one. I don't think it's Die a Happy Man.
Really?
I don't. It's fantastic. And all these songs are fantastic. They wouldn't be here. I don't think it's Die a Happy Man. So it leaves Humble and Kind, My Church, and Vice. Now, if I'm a voter, man, Maren just has so much momentum going with her.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to cut Vice. Didn't have a lot of commercial success. The album sold well. Miranda's huge. I'm going to cut Vice. Boy, outside shot of Vice, though, because it's a cool song. Like,
and
it's
Miranda
just cool and it's different.
Win an award like no
one. Yeah. I think, though, you're going to see the country voters, because Humble and Kind won Song of the Year at the CMAs over Maren. And I'm going to go Maren, My Church wins Best Country Song, like Songwriter Award. Can I get a You're going Die a Happy Man.
Yeah.
I'm going My Church. Best Rock Album, Blink-182, S California. I don't even know if I know. Let's see. Well, how much time we have here?
We have 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay, cool, cool, cool. These are 30-minute conversations. The Grammys. Best Rock Album, Blink-182.
Yeah.
California. Now, they got back together, but without one of the dudes.
Yeah, they dropped Tom DeLonge and got Matt Skiba.
And Matt came from another band.
Alkaline Trio.
Yeah. Alkaline Trio, not as big.
Mm-mm.
Never commercially as successful as Blink-182, but they were somewhat popular on the alternative scene.
Yeah,
I remember Alkaline Trio.
They were my favorite band for like years.
Really? Well, you're a punk kid, though.
I was in the fan club.
Oh, you were?
The whole thing, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I really like the new Blink-182.
Here's California. Here's a song called Cynical from Blink-182. Okay, sounds like everything else from Blink-182. That sounds like every Blink-182 song ever. Well, good for them for staying true to their roots.
I know, dude.
Also, best rock album, Cage the Elephant, has Tell Me I'm Pretty. And do I have this song up here?
No.
Okay.
I just pulled a few.
I don't know about that. Who's Gojira? Best rock album, Gojira? I don't know. Panic at the Disco? They're not going to win. Death of a Bachelor. And then Weezer.
Yeah.
Their album Weezer. I love Weezer.
Yeah.
One of the photos I have in my room is me and Rivers Cuomo. I mean, that's why I wear my glasses. Two people that I love musically, Buddy Holly and Rivers Cuomo of Weezer. And so that's why I started wearing dark rim glasses. Here's Weezer, California Kids. It's gonna be all right if you're on a sinking ship. All right. Who do you have there? Best rock album.
The Blink-182 album did really well. But I would go Weezer. That was a good album, too. I liked it.
I've never heard of Gojira. I'm picking them.
Okay.
I don't even know who it is, but I'm just looking. It's not going to be Blink. I don't think Cage has enough clout to win it. And I'm fans of most of these bands. The only one I'm not a fan of, I'm not really a Panic fan.
Mm-mm.
And I don't even know who Gojira is. I love Weezer, but I can't pick Weezer. for the same reason I'm not picking Blink. So I'm going to go with Gojira just because I don't know who that is. And I don't see the other ones being so strong.
Yeah.
Best rap album, Chance the Rapper, Coloring Book, De La Soul, DJ Khaled, Drake, Schoolboy Q, and Kanye West, Life of Pablo. Now, what I would like to see is Kanye win just so he gets up on stage. Yeah. Like, that's what I would like to see. And is it going? Probably not. What do you think here? Best rap album?
My favorite was Kanye West, but I think Drake.
Yeah, I think Drake has to win.
Yeah.
I mean, it was far and beyond the... There's a point where you reach commercial success so big that you can't ignore it, mm-hmm. even if you want to ignore it. So I'm with you. I think Drake views wins. Just from the outside, like Chance the Rapper has an outside shot, and so does Kanye. But I'm with you. I do think Drake should just win it, and that's just it.
All three good albums, though.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what am I saying about Chance the Rapper? I've listened to, I've watched a bunch of his YouTube videos,
yeah.
like when he his performances. To know that he's, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know any songs.
Yeah.
I'm not cool. I know his Kit Kat commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've lost a little bit, dude. I used to have a hip-hop recording deal.
Yeah.
And now I don't even know all, like, the cool rapper. I know who he is. I always thought he had the stupidest name.
Yeah, when he
came out and he was with Justin Bieber hanging out, I was like, Chance the Rapper. I just changed my name to Bobby the Radio DJ.
Yeah.
And that's just my name. Like, Chance the Rapper. You could be Mike the producer. Okay. Best rap song. Do I know these songs? That's the last one we'll do. How much time do we have?
4 minutes.
We have 4 minutes left in our 30-minute conversation here on the Grammy nominations. Best rap song. All right. Do I have any of these?
There's some of them up there, yeah.
All right. Do I have All the Way Up,
yeah.
Fat Joe? That's my jam. I like that one.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I work out to this one. I'm all the way up. Man, that's a good one. I'm all the way up. Damn, that's good, man. Famous, Kanye. This is a jam, too.
For all my South Side niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
He can win with this one.
Yeah.
He really can win with that song. Drake, Hotline Bling. He will not win for this song,
mm-hmm.
but, I mean,
I know when, now,
when it came out, everybody was hitting that hard.
I know when, now, Hotline Bling.
No Problem from Chance the Rapper. Never heard it. Do I have it up here?
Yeah.
What category? What color is it? Do you know?
It might be over on the right side.
So my left.
Best New Artist.
Ah, Chance the Rapper. No Problem. Oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
I do know this song. Probably from 15 minutes ago, but I still know it. Either I just recognized or I didn't know it.
Maybe
I heard it from 15 minutes ago and really I'm like, oh, that's familiar. And then Ultralight Beam, Kanye. Another Kanye song.
Yeah.
Wow, do I have this one?
Yeah, it should be on there.
Oh, here we go.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Okay, that's not going to win. That sounds terrible. That sounds like T-Pain couldn't get his vocal tuner to work just right. Okay, best rap song. Go ahead.
Famous, Kanye West.
Man, that's a good one. We agree on too many of these. I hate that we agree and we can't argue about it.
All myself, sad niggas that know me best.
All the
like
controversy aside, it's good. This song Famous is just good. Like the beats, the whole.
For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West.
I mean, even if you hate Kanye, and a lot of people hate Kanye, I don't hate Kanye. I mean, I think Kanye is a nutty artist,
mm-hmm.
and I hope he's not mentally ill. And I hope he's okay. Sometimes he's overworked and doesn't sleep and is caught. I think Kanye knows what he's doing.
Yeah. But remember all of, like, the hype he built around that album when it came out? Like all the tweets he sent out, changing the album title. Like,
yes. Was... And you know what? We remember that because he wants us to remember that.
And it was awesome. It was awesome.
And people don't respect that because he says things, people get mad about that.
Yeah.
But he says things so people will get mad about that. That's the thing that people don't appreciate. They just go with their first reaction, like, I just don't like him. But if you peel back, he doesn't want everybody to like him.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if everybody likes him. He wants a certain people to like him. And if they do, great. And no doubt he's a great producer. Like, he produced the Black Album from Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like, legendary producer. You forget that. So he's a big producer on his own stuff, too. I'm with you there. Now, would I hang out with Kanye? No. Do I think I'd be Kanye's friend? No. Do I actually think I would like Kanye as a real-life person? Probably not. He just doesn't seem like a guy I'd get along with. But I respect him as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't have to like somebody to respect him as an artist. So, Kanye left Pablo. Famous. There you go, 30 minutes there. Like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why I made that. This has been a 30-minute conversation. Appreciate you guys. All About the Grammys. I guess we'll find out later on. What is it, February 12th or something like that?
Yeah.
Congrats to Marin with 4. Congrats to Kelsey for being in one of the main categories. This is a big deal for Sturgill because he's an independent artist. Like on just my side, like I like to see my friends get nominated too. I like that Brandi Clark got nominated. Like I like her a lot. Marin, obviously, I said that. Keith is awesome. Dirks is a personal friend. Brothers Osborne, like those are my dudes. Like I mean, so those are people that I really am rooting for. Lori McKenna, who wrote Humble and Kind. Mm-hmm. Like I have we text. I'm such a big fan of hers and friend of, and she's awesome. So that's that. Where are we at on time?
Right at 30 minutes.
All right. Gotta go. This has been episode. What episode?
27.
I gotta go. All right. This 30-minute conversation. Bye, everybody. All right, cool.